Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, welcome to the Quick Hits version of the WWE podcast. It is, what the heck is today? Friday. And I just wanted to pop on here as I was going through the news feed. And, I haven't done a Quick Hits in a while. So I wanted to just talk about something a little bit softer, a little bit easier to digest, a little bit less ranty. Is that a word? It's a topic that I am a little bit, I'm open to, and I want to hear your guys' opinion on this as well. And that is about WrestleMania potentially becoming two nights permanently. And we're going to get to that in a minute. I just want to first thank you guys for listening. And you can catch me tomorrow night as we do the weekend review, look back at SmackDown, look back at Raw, and everything else going on in WWE. And hey, maybe in a month we're looking at live events. Could it be possible that in maybe a month or two, we are back into a live arena format? I mean, God willing, right? It's going to be just a breath of fresh air when we get there. So let's all think about that. Every day that goes by, every second that goes by is a second we get closer and closer to that normal live format again. And I know people are saying, oh, there's not going to be a normal anymore. Yeah, there will be. There's a normal right now. As human beings, we adjust to the environment around us and we create a new normal. So that new normal will be our normal once we get back into whatever our lives are going to look like come this pandemic's end. So and the other thing, guys, is that I know that many of you have asked, hey, when are you going to bring on video again? And that is something that I'm looking into. If any of you out there are very skilled in video editing or production, hit me up. I'm interested in talking to some people about that. It's something that's going to take more time, of which something I have very limited amount of, but I realize that it's a demand out there for video. And so just keep tight. And those that want to reach out to me, please do. So let's get into it. Let's get into the topic here, which is WrestleMania going to two nights. Now, when we went back to this past year's WrestleMania and we had the two nights, I think that it was generally well received. And we had about a 3-hour show each night, maybe three plus, and it was very digestible. It was like watching a Monday Night Raw two nights in a row. And I believe the majority of fans enjoyed that. I think there's a minority of fans that say, hey, no, I love the long event. I don't want to wait to see the results. Let's get it all done in one shot. I think that's the minority, but there are a segment of the wrestling fans out there that probably feel that way. But given what the majority feel, could WrestleMania indeed go to two nights? I think it's possible. I know I've touched on this briefly in my WrestleMania review that I did a number of weeks ago, my part one or two, and I think it's possible. And I think it's even more possible given that on Corey Graves' podcast, Triple H appeared and he said that he would like to see it. He liked the two-night format. He thinks that it's better than an 8-hour extravaganza. He made a good analogy that WrestleMania has gone from a concert to a festival, meaning it's like a week-long type event, and it's true. And why wouldn't you want to make it two nights? I think everyone, I shouldn't say everybody, the majority of fans and the talent, WWE management, everyone involved, production crew, would want to have a two-night event. It's easier on the body. It's easier on the mind. It's also something to, as fans, to look forward to that you have two nights of this. I think you'll also have a fresher audience in attendance because the first night, they won't get burned out. They're energized for the second night, you know, part one and part two. I think this could be a genius idea. And this is something I believe could happen because Triple H is on board and certainly has a strong opinion in WWE, carries some weight. And it's believed that most fans want this. So the problem is the logistics of it. How does this happen? How does WWE make a two-night WrestleMania event a reality and not just, oh yeah, sounds good, let's do two nights and make, oh, like, oh, split it in half, and it's not that easy. Because when you think about this, fans coming in from all over the country, all over the world to come watch WrestleMania now have to stay an extra night that they may not have had to stay if WrestleMania was one night. So there's that. There's extra expenses for fans. The fans have to endure more a higher amount of expenses because they have to stay in a hotel an extra night, likely. They have to pay for meals that they wouldn't have had to pay for during that extra day and night. And maybe they have to take extra time off of work. So there is that. And you could, yes, you could make it Saturday and Sunday. But given that most people would fly in on a Friday, that means they'd have to take Friday that they normally wouldn't have to take if they just take a Saturday. So there are things that people need to consider and WWE needs to consider. Now, do I think that that will affect ticket sales? No, I don't. It's just an added expense for fans that I think they'll absorb willingly. I really do. Because if you are going to WrestleMania, yes, you have extra expenses. Yes, you have to maybe take an extra day off of work, but the fact is you now have a ticket to a two-night event. And when the night is over on night one, you go, oh, that's awesome. I can't believe I get to come back tomorrow. So I think it's a brilliant idea from a fan's perspective, even though it's a higher expense type of scenario for them. I think it's a better idea for them. And I think most fans would be willing to take on those extra expenses and time away from family and work. I mean, I know it's only an extra day, but to some people that can make the difference of going or not going. So there is that. And for WWE, you look at it from the perspective of, well, they have to rent the arena or the stadium rather for an extra night. That is an expense. But could it be offset by the amount of merchandise and food that would be purchased in total higher than if it was just a single night event, an 8-hour event in one night rather than 2 3.5-hour or 4-hour events on two nights? Because people are going to be hungry on both nights. Maybe they purchase food both nights. They buy merchandise both times. There are certain things I think that could offset that expense for WWE with fans coming in two nights. And it is certainly a large expense that WWE has to absorb with two nights of renting out that stadium because you have to pay security. You have to pay for the rent itself. Insurance fees. Everything that comes with that, right? And also the stadium has to pay their staff an extra night to be there. You know, you have concessions, you have parking, you know, but I really believe that all of those expenses WWE would incur would be still offset by the fans paying to be there twice. So really the fans are going to be the ones to pick up the bill here when you really think about it. When you really break this down, it's going to be ultimately the fans who are going to pay for this expense of doing a two-night event. I think, you know, that it really could be a positive move for WWE. I enjoyed it staying at home. This is not just for the fans in attendance. The fans at home, I enjoyed it thoroughly, much, much more, even though Empty Arena was terrible. I mean, it's just sucked. The WrestleMania itself wasn't bad. You guys can hear my review, but let's all face the facts. No fans in attendance flat out sucks. But the format, the lack of exhaustion, all of that really played well. And I enjoyed it even more than I thought I would. So this is a no-brainer, but there are logistics to this that WWE has to think about. You know, it's not as simple as flipping a switch into just, okay, let's do it two nights, and you know, we're just going to let everyone know. You know, there are certainly, I'm sure there are a bunch of things that I'm not even considering or thinking about right now that go into the two-night event if they were to continue this. But given that that is the number one complaint from fans and among staff of WWE, that it's just too effing long, I think we can all say in unison, a two-night event is more than welcome. Now, again, do I think it's going to get put into place next year in LA at WrestleMania 37? I don't know. I don't know if it can be done that quickly, but I do know this, that WWE has been putting contingency plans into place already for next year's WrestleMania, that if the pandemic has a second or third wave, that the WWE has, they have plans. They have an alternative to be able to present WrestleMania as they did this year. I would assume that if they have those contingency plans, that it's not the Performance Center, because that would be too obvious of a contingency plan. I mean, duh. I mean, so we'll have to wait and see. I mean, WrestleMania is 11 months away, but it's something that I'm sure is being considered at a high level. Maybe for WrestleMania 38, you know, I don't know. But nonetheless, it is something that I would be looking forward to. I would love it. And we will have to see. But so that's really what I wanted to talk about, guys. And I hope everyone's staying safe. Things are just wild everywhere, right? I mean, it's crazy. I've been home since March 17th. So that puts me at, 5 weeks, going on 6 weeks that we're just sitting home. And here in New York, it's just, you know, I'm not from the city. Everyone thinks when you're from New York, you're from the city. But New York City certainly got it the worst. And it seems to be the numbers are on the downslide. So maybe I'll be back to work soon. Who knows? But I just wanted to pop in and say hi to you guys. And I just feel like it's been a while. I don't know why. I feel like it's been a really long time since I've been able to converse with you, and so I just wanted to, and I felt the need to pop in and talk about this, because I think it's something that is much nicer to talk about. It doesn't give me anxiety. I don't have an ulcer from going on a rant about something. This is something I think is a very big positive, and I think will eventually happen. If you're going to put a gun to my head, I would say, yes, this is something that will eventually happen for WWE. It may not be WrestleMania 37. It could be WrestleMania 38 or beyond. But it is, I think, being looked at a serious level. And you know, the whole slogan for this year will be thrown out the window, because apparently this was the only WrestleMania too big for one night. Yeah, I mean, let's be frank. No, it's not. It's just... I think WWE using this as an experiment and a silver lining and a good time to try this out, this format out, at no extra expense to the company. And so I think it worked. I think it worked very well. So, guys, thank you so much for joining me. I if you haven't listened to my quick hits, my rule is I like to stay under 15 minutes. So I'm getting close to that, and I just wanted to make sure that I stick to my rule. But I'll be back tomorrow, and I'll be back with a co-host that I am still working on gathering up, but we will be reviewing everything this week in WWE, and I'm sure going over the 40-plus firings by WWE, and what happens on SmackDown with Triple H's 25 years of Triple H, whatever that is, that's really just setting up an angle, I would think. You know, logic would tell you that's an angle. As I speak, SmackDown is on, but I don't watch SmackDown live. I watch it on delay. So we'll have to see. If it's just nothing and it's just look how great Triple H is and what he's done over a quarter of a century, then whatever. I mean, I don't care about. I don't care. He deserves it. The guy has done everything there is to do in this business. But you would think wrestling logic would tell you this is an angle, ultimately an angle to be set up to bring Triple H back to the ring. I really think that. And Triple H has grown his hair out. I don't know if you guys noticed that too. Looks kind of weird. If you've seen him on a podcast, video podcast lately, he is growing his head out, his head hair. Looks weird. And he's got a lot of gray in his beard or whatever, and it looks, I don't know. I would trim the beard up, Trips. It's getting out of control. He's going Daniel Bryan on us. So, anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. Again, follow me on Twitter at the WWE Podcast or hit me up on email at realwwepodcast@gmail.com where you can send me your voice and I can get you on the show. If you have a rant or a question or comment, hit me up on my email. Just send a voicemail from your phone to realwwepodcast@gmail.com and you will get on the show and I'll answer you live. So with that said, guys, thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, talk to you soon.